W.E.B. Du Bois is best known for the publication of his seminal work, The Souls of Black Folk. Published 100 years ago, it describes life in Black America near the turn of the century. 3 years before he wrote that book, Du Bois embarked on a different project to change the world's view of blacks, not through words, but through pictures. At the 1900 Paris Exposition, the countries of the world gathered along the River Seine to display their achievements. Du Bois, then a rising star in the field of sociology, was asked to create an exhibit representing black life in America. He saw an opportunity to fight negative stereotypes on a world stage, and he decided to focus on success rather than struggle. He compiled 500 photographs, portraits of pride and progress. Many of those pictures are now in a book called A Small Nation of People. Deborah Willis teaches the history of photography. She helped put the book together, and she's identified some of the photographers Du Bois left anonymous. One is Atlanta photographer Thomas Askew, who took pictures of his own children in his home studio.
This is one of the photographer's sons. He is standing next to a lace curtain. There's a Roman soldier as a prop on the table. He's wearing knickers and high boots. There's a lapel button as well as a kerchief within and a necktie. And it just kind of shows that this is a young man who is looking into the future, the way that he's posed, he's standing, he's looking very serious. And I think this is important because so many images of children during this time, they were kind of caricatures, and they used them as black children as alligator bait, and that they were mostly running away from alligators or eating watermelon.
This counteracts the prevalent image of the black child as pickaninny.
As pickaninny, but also he also shows them as special. These are children to be loved and to be treasured, and basically introducing this family to the 20th century. These are people 25 years out of slavery, and these are people who have dreams of education. And the fact that he used props and jewelry with some of the women to show that these are people who collected fine objects, and something that we rarely saw at this time in the public medium.
And the photos were very much in keeping with the values and the customs of Victorian-era society.
Yes, and that's part of that whole notion of 19th century photography, that it was a middle-class experience as well as a Victorian experience. What was fascinating for me about this research is that Du Bois did not identify the photographers or the subjects, and he saw them as markers or emblematic of what it meant to be black in America, that this was the typical educated black woman or businesswoman or young man, and so that he used these subjects as models.
What I thought was so interesting is that these photographs represent a kind of affluent gentility, but the photographers who took these pictures were engaged in their own sort of subtle brand of militancy.
Yes, that's true. The caricatures were pervasive. So this was something that gave them an opportunity to re-examine the experience of being photographed. And that was really an important moment for many blacks at this time.
Can you give us an example, Deb?
Well, here again, we see the interiors of homes. Art hanging on the wall, there are pianos, family photographs placed on the mantle, drapery, wonderful experiences like the porches, how the front porches were central to family gatherings, and they're photographed also.
Taken together, these photographs were included in the Negro exhibit. How was it received?
It was well received in terms of the visitors who attended it. Du Bois won a bronze and the exhibit won a gold medal. The black press covered it for the 6 months that it was on display. Many of black Americans attended, such as Adam Clayton Powell Sr., Mary Church Terrell, Booker T. Washington. They attended the opening events. But unfortunately, it was the white press did not cover it as significantly. The European press covered some aspects of it, but they were fascinated with the point that this was a new visualization of blacks in America.
At the close of the exhibit, what happened to all these photographs?
In 1901, they were exhibited in Buffalo, New York at the Pan American Exposition there. Then it traveled south, and it was given to the Library of Congress.
And is that where these photographs live today?
that's where they are today. And unfortunately, I read about the experience of the exposition when I was an undergraduate student in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia College of Art in the 70s. But I did not know the photographs existed until another researcher, Sean Messiel Smith, wrote about some of the images and said that they were processed at the library. And I had an opportunity to visit the library, and then I was asked to write about these.
Well, Deborah, you've devoted your career to studying the history of African-American photographers. What was it like when you actually discovered these photos? How did you react to them?
You know, it was really an emotional experience for me, because there was the tension of finding images for me that I had been searching for almost 25, 30 years. And to know that they existed was just a wonderful experience for me. I was elated. I was delighted. I was so excited about having the opportunity to read a new set of photographs. Now I'm in my 50s and still just amazed at the images and the stories that they tell.
Well, Deborah, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Deborah Willis is a contributing author of A Small Nation of People, W.E.B. Du Bois and African American Portraits of Progress. Dr. Willis teaches the history of photography at New York University. Pictures from Du Bois' collection are at our website, npr.org.